So welcome back to the Hangover Brunch. We're doing a top 20 show because this is our last show of all time. Our 20 favorite albums, according to us, just me and Steph, thinking about things that we like.
Of brunch time.
Of brunch time. And we're also doing some segments, playing back some old tapes. It's been fun so far, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And Big Money Merriman was laying it down there a little earlier. But right now, well, we just got a call, which is timing was impeccable. Captain Obvious called up and just bawling. I'm like, pull it together, Obvious, because if you wait just a few minutes, we're going to play the drag race segment. So basically,
quite memorable.
What we did was we went out onto our loading ramp. At the time, I was calling it the loading dock. I'm not sure. And we were racing giant big wheels down that, or normal size big wheels. And
yeah,
giant
Obvious.
People.
I saw a whole huge stack of them at Sam's Club the other day of big wheels. I was like, wow, they got the pipeline here. And there was like 10 of them. It was crazy.
Without further ado, we're going to take you, I believe, to a semi-final matchup, and it stars, yes, Captain Obvious, of course, and one of our great competitors on the show, Aaron Mad Butt Mulberry. So we're going to listen to the pre-race interview, then the race. Also, helping us out on this was Schaefer from the War Room, who made this show. So check this out. And then, of course, Captain Obvious losing against Speedy Montañez, getting another chance against Dragman Dan. It went twice. And Captain Obvious is remarkably back in the tournament. We have them both here because this next round, the semifinals, the next break we take is going to be Captain Obvious against Mad Butt. Mad Butt, I have a few questions for you. Primarily, where do you do your training?
I like to do my training primarily in the beanbag chair. I find that it's really not only does it cushion the butt in a way that is really supportive, but it also it tends to really give you that drive that you need to keep going. See what I'm saying?
Groundbreaking exercise tactics.
Yes, exactly.
Obvious. Anything you can give to listeners to be better drivers?
Better drivers. Well, let's see. Go forward. That's the obvious tip for driving today. And also pedal fast.
Okay, well, Mad Butt, what is your strategy going into this semifinal round against Captain Obvious?
I don't think I really need a strategy because obviously since he bunked out on the first round, I mean, this isn't really much of a contender. I mean, I don't mean to talk smack, but beating you...
Yes, you do. That's obvious.
Well, you know,
I'm just saying, I got to represent.
You're also the only female in the tournament.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. We'll see you next break at the top of the Big Wheel Alley, also known as the Hangover Brunch Loading Dock. Okay. But what we're doing right now is the Big Wheel Rally Dedication Show. Captain Obvious does this almost annually, as he calls it, the Big Wheel Rally 2002. Basically, you get on big wheels, you start at the top of Pearl Street at the West End Tavern at 9 p.m., go down Pearl Street all through the night, have some drinks, socialize on your big wheels, and generally just have a great time. And we're on in the semifinal match. We're actually doing a drag race in honor of this. So out there on the mic, we've got Schaefer from the War Room doing commentary. Can you tell us a little bit about the semifinal round here, Schaefer?
Well, I would love to. I got to tell you, the first heat of these two guys, the upcoming racers, was crazy. Aaron Madbutt Mulberry. You can see fans are building. We've got a ton of people out here. The weather's starting to turn nasty. We might get some rain and lightning soon, so we're going to make sure we get this underway. But I tell you, the first race was controversy-packed. Captain Obvious had a tie in his first run, actually his second race, and then the third, he ended up taking it. Aaron got a good start off the line. So Mad Butt and Captain Obvious are going head-to-head. This is going to be a great race. I got to tell you, right now, they're both hanging over the edge on the start line, right. So they're ready to go. Fans are ready to see them. Are you guys inside ready to go on this one?
Sure.
All right, let's get it started. Day the Horn Girl, why don't you get this one going? Good luck, racers. This is going to be crazy. And they're off. They get a push. Oh, Aaron's getting a push from behind him. Took at the back of Captain Obvious. They come on, careen at the bottom. A great race, a good hug in between, but Captain Obvious will advance as I'm speechless. Anyway, I hope you guys in there are enjoying these races. There's plenty more to come. We've got that second qualifier four of the final coming up. Captain Obvious will advance. Silver Ghost and Speedy Montanez will be coming up in the last heat race. That will be very shortly, hopefully. So, hope you guys are enjoying these races. Everyone here out here is. We'll be back in just a little bit with some of these.
Thanks, Schaefer.
God, Schaefer's doing a bang-up job out there. He's our eyes and ears on the scene. Well, I guess we're our ears, but he's our eyes on the scene there. So.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. And the War Room, incidentally, on Monday nights, you can check that out. It's a great show. It's our sports show. And, you know,
it is.
And they do sports, as you can see. All walks of life in the sports community.
All sports or marginal fringe sports.
You think we're fringe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming up next, you're going to be hearing...